Aubrey Dunn has pulled out of two different races representing two different parties this election cycle. That's potentially bad news for both Republicans and Libertarians, depending on what former Governor Gary Johnson decides. Dunn, who won election as land commissioner in 2014, beating incumbent Ray Powell, is one of just three Republicans to win statewide election in the last two cycles. The others are Governor Susana Martinez, who's won twice, and Diana Duran, who also won twice, but had to step down as Secretary of State after pleading guilty to using campaign donations to pay off gambling debts. State Auditor Wayne Johnson is a Republican and will be running as an incumbent, but he was appointed to the seat after Tim Keller was elected as mayor of Albuquerque. Dunn was thought to be the front runner early on as the Republican nominee for the seat Steve Pierce is vacating in Congress. But he dropped out of that race and switched parties, leaving Republicans with only one candidate in this year's election who has won a statewide race. That's Patrick Lyons, who won elections in both 2002 and 2006 for land commissioner, and is running again this year. In February, Dunn announced that he would run for the U.S. Senate as a Libertarian. He dropped out of that race last month, saying he hoped that Johnson would run in his place. The former governor is still reportedly weighing his options. The Libertarians have a once-in-a-lifetime chance this election cycle, thanks to Johnson showing in the 2016 presidential race, which gave them major party status. But that will go away after this election, unless an unknown write-in candidate for governor can somehow replicate the numbers posted by Johnson. There was once a time when that would have disappointed me. For most of my life, I've harbored hopes of a viable third-party candidate, or even a multi-party system like they have in parliamentary governments. But now I think maybe we had it right all along. In Tuesday's special election for a U.S. House seat in Ohio, Republican Troy Balderson finished with 101,772 votes, to beat Democrat Danny O'Connor by 1,564 votes. But they weren't the only two candidates in the race. Green Party candidate Joe Manchin siphoned off 1,129 votes. Even if all Manchin's votes had gone to O'Connor, he still would have lost. But as those same two candidates eye a rematch in November, it's obvious that the only role for the Green Party candidate will be to help the person he opposes most. That's the problem with third-party candidates, as Ralph Nader proved so disastrously in 2000. After 8 years of Bill Clinton, Nader declared that our democracy was, quote, in crisis. And so he handed the presidency to George W. Bush. Well, that fixed it. I always envision my ideal third party as being common sense centrist, but what we always get is just the opposite. Greens who think Democrats are too conservative, and Libertarians who think Republicans aren't aggressive enough in cutting the size of government. The sad truth is there probably isn't enough passion in the middle to start a third party. Anything that emerges will be on the fringes and just a spoiler. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel with the Las Cruces Sun News.